Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Victor Dominguez on the 10th of January, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Facebook opens an investigation into News of Democracy, an organization backed by LinkedIn founder. Facebook says it's looking into possible violations of its community standards and ad policies. The Washington Post notes Facebook's ad archive shows News for Democracy paid to display democratic messages on pages for evangelicals, local news, and others. These pages do not include details of their backers and follows an apology from LinkedIn founder for supporting American Engagement Technologies, a firm involved in a social media disinformation campaign. The UK police will be handed extra powers to combat drones after the mass disruption of Gatwick Airport in the run-up to Christmas. Gatwick was repeatedly forced to close between 19th and 21st of December due to reported drone sightings, affecting about 1,000 flights. In response, the government has announced a package of measures which include plans to give police the power to land, seize and search drones. The Home Office will also begin to test and evaluate the use of counter-drone technology at airports and prisons. The exclusion zone around airports will be extended to approximately a 3-mile radius, with extensions from runway hands. Also, Heathrow Airport suspended departures following a drone sighting. Airports officials are working with London's Metropolitan Police, as this is the second such sighting at Heathrow in the past 2 months. Apple is cutting iPhone production by 10% for the next 3 months, according to sources for Nikkei Asian Review. The company is expected to produce 40 million to 43 million devices over the quarter, down from initial plans for 47 million to 48 million. This relates to the iPhone XS, XS Max, and XR. Apple told manufacturers about the move last month, before it lowered its Q1 revenue guidance. Also, Tim Cook says Apple will announce new services this year. The comments come in an interview with CNBC's Jim Cramer. Cook declined to provide further details, but he did say that he expects the services to be material to Apple's business over time. Autonomous delivery company Udaly partners with Walmart to test a grocery delivery service. The company has already completed 1,200 autonomous deliveries for other clients and plans to deliver 100 new vans this year. We'll also work with Baidu to test the latest version of its Apollo self-driving platform. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.